Trump media posts $405.9 million Q1 2026 net loss tied to crypto holdings. Trump Media and Technology Group reported a $405.9 million net loss for the first quarter of 2026, with most of the damage tied to its crypto holdings rather than its core operating business. Cointelegraph flagged the figure on May 10, 2026, citing the company's quarterly filing. For a company that has positioned itself as a crypto-friendly public vehicle, the report is the clearest signal yet that holding digital assets on a corporate balance sheet pulls earnings in both directions. As of May 10, 2026, BTC was trading around 80,762, 0.4% on the day, and ETH around 2,329, 0.5% per coin market cap. The fear and greed index sat at 49, neutral. Even with prices stable on the day of the filing, the quarter's earlier drawdown was enough to drive the bulk of the reported loss. The number behind the headline, the $405.9 million loss, is not an operating cash burn of that size. Under current U.S. GAAP rules adopted in 2024, public companies that hold crypto must mark those positions to fair value each reporting period. Unrealized declines flow straight through the income statement. That accounting choice is what produced the headline figure. Trump Media's underlying media business and its newer financial product lines were not the main driver. The crypto book was. This is the same mechanic that pushed Strategy and a handful of mining-adjacent companies into 9- and 10-figure quarterly losses during prior drawdowns, only to swing back to large gains when prices recovered. The earnings line is now a derivative of the spot market, the broader signal for crypto-holding public companies. A growing list of public companies hold material crypto on their balance sheet. Each of them now reports earnings that are partially a price chart. JP Morgan recently projected that Strategy alone could buy up to $30 billion of Bitcoin during 2026, a separate but related signal that corporate treasuries are still adding exposure even as accounting volatility increases. You can read our coverage of that projection in JP Morgan's 30B Strategy Bitcoin forecast. For investors, the practical effect is that quarterly GAAP results from these companies are noisier than the operating story. A $405.9 million loss in a quarter, where the operating business may have been close to flat, is a different signal than a $405.9 million loss caused by collapsing revenue. For regulators, this kind of report keeps pressure on the disclosure regime. Boards that hold crypto are now expected to explain the position size, the cost basis, the custody arrangement, and the hedging policy, if any. Trump Media's filing falls into that category and will likely draw fresh questions on all four points. The card and spending angle, most readers will not interact with Trump Media's balance sheet directly. The connection to everyday crypto users sits one layer down. Companies that hold large crypto positions tend to also build or partner on payment products, stablecoin rails, branded cards, custody-linked accounts. The accounting volatility we are seeing in their earnings is the same volatility that issuers building stablecoin spending products and self-custody card options have to manage on a smaller scale. If a corporate treasury can lose $405.9 million in a quarter on a price move, an issuer holding float in volatile assets can do the same in proportion. That is part of why most consumer card programs settle in stablecoins or fiat at point of sale and convert on demand, rather than holding the user's crypto on their own books for long periods. Three follow-ups for the next quarter. Three follow-ups will determine whether this is a one-quarter blip or a recurring earnings pattern for Trump Media. First, the size of the crypto position disclosed in the filing footnotes. A larger position means larger swings each quarter in both directions. Second, any change in custody or hedging language. Companies that begin disclosing hedges, options collars, or stage sales are signaling that the board wants to dampen the earnings volatility. Third, the next quarter's print. If BTC and ETH hold or grind higher from current levels through Q2 2026, the same accounting rule that produced the $405.9 million loss will produce a paper gain. The headline will read very differently.